Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Caleb Hardwick. Welcome to episode number 25 of Hardwick Sound, the podcast. So, let's see, who's joining me here in the room this week? Well, we have a special guest, and I'll introduce you to him in just a minute. But first, Seth, did you know that you're in charge of the introductions this week?
I didn't know I was in charge of the introductions entirely. I thought I was just coming up with nicknames.
Sure. Okay, I'll do the introductions, you do the nicknames.
Okay.
Seth, this is Seth, my younger brother Seth, and his nickname for this week, because we said he would take over the nicknames last week, is...
I have to declare my own nickname? See, last week you got to declare your nickname last.
Do my nickname then.
Okay. Your nickname is Caleb Loco Dog. Caleb the Loco Dog.
I like Caleb's better.
Caleb the Loco Dog.
The Loco Dog.
Okay. That was the voice of my older brother, Noah Hardwick. And his...
Hi.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Also known as Mouse Genius.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. Explain.
Help.
That other voice you just heard. Caleb, you can introduce that person?
And introducing our first ever in-studio guest is...
Flip Landslide.
What?
I kind of got mixed up with Lancelot and Landslide there for a moment.
Landslide.
Yeah. Your Flip Landslide.
I thought I was Spencer.
This is actually Spencer Tatum. What's up, Spencer?
Not much. Apparently I'm Flip Landslide.
Flip Landslide.
I like it.
Did you just use a random word generator to come up with these?
Random nickname generator.
Spencer is a best-selling author. And well-known for his theatrical abilities. Tell us about your book, Spencer.
Well, I sold one copy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was in Asia. And I sold it on the streets to a homeless man for some food.
He ate your book?
No, I got the food for the book.
I thought you said you sold it to him for some food. Food,
was
okay.
That the book
like the
about?
Food was the payment.
Okay, so the homeless man had some food and he gave you the book.
Right.
Or you gave him the book. Got it.
Right.
Was that the book you wrote about how much you hate reading?
Yeah.
What would you like to go into the details of your book a little?
Well, it starts off with me saying I hate reading, and then it goes about how I can't even count. And
so did you number the chapters?
Alphabetically, yeah.
You numbered them alphabetically.
Chapter A.
Okay.
Were there 26 chapters?
26?
Were there Z chapters?
Z.
What's a Z?
Oh, wow.
I don't like to read.
Hey, I need to go ahead and let everybody in on our special game that we're playing this week. So, you know that this is spring break.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also known as the week in which everything outside is yellow.
True.
You notice that?
Yummy.
It is. The pine pollen out there is ridiculous.
Everything is yellow. Everything has pollen covering it.
Yeah. You know, I was sitting on the front porch this morning and just watching the wind blow. And like the wind is yellow. Like there were little yellow pollen tornadoes in our front yard. It was. Yeah. Like there's the little pollen like tumbleweeds going by.
I actually thoroughly enjoy watching those though.
Pollen tornadoes?
Yeah.
Pollen tornadoes.
Yeah, they're fun.
Cool. But anyway, this is spring break, and so because it's spring break, there's doubtless a lot of drinking games going on. So we're going to introduce you to the Hardwick drinking game. There will be no drinks involved. So it's not really a drinking game at all.
Non-alcoholic drinking game?
No, there's not even any liquids, period. This is just a drinking game that
other than
has
saliva.
Nothing to do with drinking.
But this makes about as much sense as this book does.
Yeah. Well, hey, this is how we roll. So here's how the game works for everybody out there who's listening and or watching on Facebook Live. Basically, anytime somebody says the word okay.
Blue.
Green.
What are we doing?
Anytime says the word okay.
Blue.
Oh. No!
You have to respond with a color, and you can't say the same color as somebody else. So
me and Spencer both lose.
So if you're either the last person to say a color after somebody said the word okay, or if you're the first person to say a color somebody else already
apricot.
Said, you lose. You lose a mark. You lose a tally. How does it?
If I can find the color on a crayon, a Crayola crayon, does it count?
Sure. What about macaroni? Is a color, right?
Macaroni was a color.
Yeah,
tickle
we talked
me
about
pink.
That. So lavender. No, if you say okay, then somebody else has to say the color. And if you either the last person or you say the same color as somebody else, you lose your point. And that's how the game works. So I have a question.
What do I get for losing?
A punishment.
Yeah, at the end we'll decide on, if you're the loser, we will decide on your punishment. Okay.
And we may record it so that people can see.
What if you're the person who said okay? Do you have to say a color?
You do have to say a color, but you can't be on purpose.
Okay. Green. Starting purple now.
Cool.
C. Right. So let's move on. Hey, what y'all been doing this week? Sleeping.
I can agree with that. I've been hanging
out
with some
friends. You can agree
with
sleeping, or are you saying, yes, you have been sleeping as well?
I wish I was sleeping this week.
Both.
You agree with Seth sleeping?
Yes.
I agree with that statement.
No, I'm saying, like, I've been sleeping as well, but I agree that sleep is good. I just haven't been getting enough of it.
Right. I'm going to try to say right instead of okay.
Green.
Blue. Brew. Green.
You called me twice. Is that two marks?
Green.
Green. No one ever said anything.
Yeah, but remember, because it's first.
Yeah, okay.
He copied before, so.
Yellow.
Green.
This is going to be hard.
It really
is. I don't
like
this game. I won't say that word anymore.
Cool.
So, Noah, what have you been doing this week?
It's been a really busy work week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hadn't had much time to do much else.
Okay. Green.
Yellow.
Purple.
Have I said how much I hate this game? It's really hard not to say that word.
Yeah, it really is.
He said the word "oh," but he never followed it.
Right, so it doesn't count.
I didn't say the rest of it. Seth, what have you been doing this week?
We went and played wiffle ball.
We did. Me, Seth, and Spencer went and played wiffle ball with
I was there.
A few other peoples that were there at the church on Wednesday.
I was by far the best pitcher.
I should have gone then. I could have been better.
Yeah, it was windy. It was kind of windy, and we were throwing across the wind, so it was hard. But we really should have put somebody in who could pitch better than the other people who were pitching. But anyway, that was kind of fun.
What kind of wiffle ball did you use?
Well, we started off using the practice baseballs.
Or was it practice?
We started using the practice baseballs, but then because the wind was blowing against it, they were just kind of dying. And so we started using the
blitz balls.
The blitz balls, because they floated better, because they don't have any holes in them.
The yellow hexagons.
No, ones with holes in them shouldn't get caught in the wind as much.
But they were.
No, I don't know. I don't think
I don't know
true.
The physics behind it. I just know that it works.
Because you actually would have more wind resistance, I think, from the holes being in the wiffle ball.
So, I don't know.
As opposed to something that... it's like saying that your car would be more aerodynamic with its windows down than it would be with its windows up.
I don't know how that works. We'll send that one into the Mythbusters and maybe they'll be able to figure it out.
I don't know.
I don't either. So, yeah, your team beat my team pretty bad, though. Yeah, I don't have any.
We did.
I don't have any excuses except that I had Casey on my team. He was a real weak link in our chain.
Yeah, that's why I went with Zane.
Yeah,
it's like, Zane. He's
well,
first pick.
We picked our teams by doing a dizzy bad race, and then whoever you tackled while you were stumbling around. Also, I guess I have to mention that it was Ryan. He really hit his face really hard.
He had a scuff on his.
I don't know how he did that, but he tackled the ground and lost. I mean, he actually hit his head pretty hard, but it was funny, and we all had a good laugh at his expense.
Poor guy.
So let's see. I've had something kind of interesting happen. Spencer, what? Did you know that I'm in a magazine?
Yes, I saw that.
Did you?
I liked the post.
Cool. So the piece that I mentioned a couple podcasts ago about the Saline County Lifestyles is out. So if you want to go grab a copy and check it out, you'll see my picture in there. And it's kind of weird, but I guess it's a good thing.
At least it's a good looking picture.
It's kind of, you know what I thought was kind of weird though, is they picked one where my left eye or my right eye was a little more closed than my left. And so it's kind of like that.
Yeah. I was wondering if that was just the sun or
I don't know.
With that picture.
I don't. Maybe I was half blinking in my right eye.
It adds character.
Do y'all blink with the same time or one eye at a time? Because I don't know if you're blinking at the same time. I don't know why.
I don't think I've ever watched my blinks.
You stand in the mirror and try to watch yourself blink, but every time I blink, I can't see it. It's so frustrating. But you blink one eye at a time, then you can see it.
That just looks weird. Don't do that.
I wish everybody could see my blinking one eye at a time. But anyway,
look at the.
You know, there's an animal that blinks one eye at a time, but I forget which one it is.
Okay,
hippo. Somebody look it up. Animal that blinks one eye at a time. And anyway, yeah. So. Yeah, the picture is a little weird, but that's okay. I'm cool with it. It was a cool picture. It's me at Lamar Porterfield, so go ahead.
It's a hamster.
Hamsters blink one eye at a time?
Yes.
See,
but do they, or is that just a common misconception?
Oh, that's an interesting segue. Insert segue music right here.
Segue. Segue.
So yeah, that's pretty much everything that's been going on with us. Not too exciting, but let's move into this next segment. Noah has something going on over there. Noah, by the way, I noticed that you have a new device there.
Oh yeah, I got a Chromebook today.
A Chromebook?
I guess that's news.
Sorry, I'll try that again. The Chromebook?
Yeah,
I think
it's French.
Is that my French accent? So yes, you have a Chromebook. That's pretty cool.
Speaking of the French... I have pulled up a Wikipedia article that is titled List of Most Common Misconceptions.
Yeah. And we all know that the French are the most common misconceptions.
Well, actually, the first one on the list here is Napoleon Bonaparte.
Oh,
is his name not really Bonaparte?
Is it the fact that he was not actually short?
Yes, that is.
Yeah.
So it says that... The emperor's height was recorded to be 5'2" in French feet, which converted to English measurements is 5'7".
So,
which
French,
is
still kind of
close
short.
To the average height of a French person.
So, do French people have small feet? Is that the problem?
I guess so.
Do they have cold feet?
They just buy cheap rulers.
Admittedly, 5'7" is not especially tall.
No. Although it goes on to say that also he probably looks shorter in pictures because of the fact that he usually had really tall people around him.
Oh. Because and he wore a tall hat.
Yeah.
Sure.
I like hats.
So what else is on your list of common misconceptions over there?
Let's see. Black holes have the same gravitational effect as in any other equal mass in their place. That will draw objects near towards them, just as any other planetary body does, except at very close distances. So, in other words, the black hole isn't really sucking things in like you might see in a cartoon. It's actually just like a planet that would be there, except it's not.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Green.
Purple.
Blue.
Noah.
Black hole.
Black hole.
Wow.
So
I already said that, so I'm good right now.
So is this whole thing just a segment on how television is always wrong?
Or just generally how we have misunderstandings of stuff. Like, do you remember hearing that Granddaddy Longlegs are the most poisonous spider?
Oh, yeah. Mythbusters disproved that.
Yeah, they're not.
I mean, I'm sure the Mythbusters weren't the first person to disprove that, but that was something they talked about on the show.
Okay, one more. Let's see. Did you know that houseflies... actually live longer than 24 hours?
I did not.
In fact, they normally live somewhere between 20 and 30 days.
Not surprised, because it does seem like 24 hours would be strangely short.
Hmm.
That's so sad still.
20 to 30 days? Yeah. Well, I guess it's all relative. Think about human life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that compared to an animal that would live longer than a human, we only live 20 to 30 days by comparison. So they would look at us and say, poor humans.
So...
if we anthropomorphized whatever animal.
So what? So what lives longer than humans?
Good question.
Molecules.
Molecules are not living.
Not really
beings.
A creature.
Okay, somebody Google it. Find out what animal or creature has the longest lifespan. I want to know.
Bacteria.
Tortoises?
I don't know, but I know that owls are the only bird that can see the color blue.
What?
That's such a weird.
I don't believe that at all.
That's what this first post pops up with on the Google search, and it's on Google's top pick, so it must be true.
What were you searching?
Animals that blink one eye at a time.
Wait, what? Say that again.
Animals that blink one eye at a time.
And the thing that came up was that owls are the only animal that can see blue.
It's animals in their eyes. It's a whole list of things. I mean, it has camels have three eyelids.
Eyes are the window to the soul.
Sure. And the mouth is the door to the stomach. Okay.
Blue.
Four.
Green. Four? What?
Yellow.
Caleb gets a point.
Four is a color. Look it up.
Four is a letter.
It's spelled differently.
Actually, I suppose that if you went off of like a numeric based thing, like a hue or a red, an RGB or something like that, four could be a color.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, okay. I think I missed that
green.
One. Green. So did we decide what animals live the longest? Wait, are we on a color scheme now?
I had it open until I started searching for whether or not four was a color.
The
but
color four.
I think it was a whale or something like that.
And how long do whales live?
A couple hundred years.
You mean that? You mean they tortoises don't live longer?
Okay, this according to some random website on that I found on Google, the number one oldest living creature is an ocean quahog.
What is that?
I have no clue, but a picture makes it look like it's some kind of muscle.
So
let's see. Proportionally, let's say the average person lives 70 years. The average whale lives 210 years. That means they live three times as long as we do.
So do you think whales look at people and they go, that's so sad. They only live...
Well, arguably, that would be the equivalent of us looking at a creature that would only live like roughly 23 years.
So like a dog or a cat?
Yeah. Although that'd be pretty old for a dog or a cat.
It'd be a very
right.
old,
yeah.
small
That'd
like
be more
small
like
dog,
a,
yeah.
what, maybe a horse?
Yeah,
I don't know how long a horse lives. I'm just guessing.
30 years, something like that. We should call Mary and find out.
I need to phone a friend.
Yeah. All right. Well, before we move on, it is time for a quick word from this week's sponsor.
Ocean quahogs have one of the longest lifespans of any creature on Earth. So when it's time to start thinking about affordable retirement care for your ocean quahog, think Sunset Harbor Retirement Home.
After several centuries, Grandpa Quahog just couldn't stay in his own shell anymore, and we were worried about the quality of care he would receive, but thankfully Sunset Harbor eased all our concerns.
At Sunset Harbor, we know the importance of offering affordable care for nature's oldest creatures. Our chefs prepare the finest plankton, and with endless bingo all day every day, your loved one will feel like a 100-year-old again. So for quality of life and peace of mind, choose Sunset Harbor Retirement Home.
Spencer?
Yes.
How's life?
Life is great.
Is it really?
Yes.
Awesome.
There is no way for it to go down right now.
Are you sure about that?
Well, there might be, but
that's
I'm not gonna look for it.
So are you saying
like
you hit rock bottom?
No.
I dare you to make my life. No, okay.
Please. No.
Yes.
No. Life's good, man. Like, you take a fish being thrown back into the water, like from being on the shoreline for a while, and it just swims off into the ocean. It's just all like, yay, I'm happy, I'm alive, I'm not dying, and that's me.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
I gotcha.
And things just keep going great.
You were stuck on the shore?
Well, everybody's stuck on the shore at some point in their life.
You should write a song about that.
Like, right now.
Let's write a song with Spencer. Da-da-da-da-da.
It won't take long.
So, Spencer, you're a student?
I am a student. I'm a freshman.
You're
in college.
You're a freshman in college.
I'm a sophomore.
Nobody asked you, okay, Seth?
Shots fired.
Spencer, what are you studying?
I am studying technical theater.
What is that?
That has to do with set production for plays. Like, if you're looking at Broadway, the things that are built on the set, the lights, the sound, all the backstage stuff. That's basically my area of study.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
How did you get into that?
Well, my senior year of high school, I was in stagecraft, and I was working hard and I loved it. And then, like, I just felt like that's where I fit in because I'm goofy, I'm outlandish, and yeah, I don't like being on stage, so.
I can agree with that.
Well, yeah, you know, it's who I am. But I don't know, I'm artsy, so, you know, just going backstage is totally me.
So you're enjoying it?
I would not say I'm enjoying it because I am loving it.
No.
I'm not sure if that's an improvement or not.
Well, you can love it and not enjoy it, but you could love it to the point where enjoying it's just out of the question because it's already there.
We should write a song about that.
All in one.
Just work it into your fish song. So how's campus life?
So campus life is awesome.
By the way, did we mention where you're going to school?
We have not. I am going to the University of Arkansas at Little Rock, if you want to be precise.
Euler.
Well, they changed the name now. It's UA Little Rock.
It's Euler.
It's still Euler.
It'll always be known
UA
as Euler.
UA at Little Rock is still UALR.
Right, but if you say Euler to a professor, they'll get onto you because apparently that's profanity.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Anyways.
It really should be pronounced U-L-R-A.
U-L-R.
So U-L-R-A. Can I say U-A-L-R?
So Spencer, tell us about your campus life at U-L-R-A.
U-L-R-A. Okay. No, it's great. Me and my friends, the guys that are in the residence hall with me, we connected really, really easily. There's maybe 6 or 7 of us that hang out constantly. We'll just play random games throughout the day. Most of us have morning classes and some at night, but we find ways in between, and weekends are always free for us. But that's how I reached out to a couple guys. I got involved in campus ministry, which is great. It's called Chi Alpha. It is moving. Like, it's amazing the things that are going on right now. Like, some of the people in there are on a mission trip starting a Chi Alpha on different campuses.
Cool.
There's one in Maine, I think.
Oh,
I think
so
it's Maine.
A long ways away.
Oh, yeah. And, one in Colorado.
Wow.
That's where they are right now. So it's getting spread, man. But it's so cool because we also have what we call D groups, and it's like a disciple group.
Is that why it's called D group?
Yes. For my D group, there's 2 leaders. There's a guy named Philip and a guy named Ryan, and we go and we have we just hang out, we talk, and we'll have like a Bible lesson, and we just meet in the CAF. Our group does, anyways, and we'll just have our lesson there and hope that people join in, and or if they don't. They don't, you know, it happens. We had a couple of people join in just randomly because we were just sitting there, and then they just kind of walked up and was like sitting from afar, and then they just got closer, and we just saw them getting closer and closer and closer. We just invited them in, invited them in.
Every time you looked over, they were a table closer.
Right. Right. It was weird. It was, but yeah, some awesome things are happening there. But really, like, God is moving, and it's amazing. Like, I think it was 3 weeks ago, I was like down in the dumps. Like, I felt God was pulling me into a fast. So, like, I'm not healthy enough to go for a food fast. So, me and some guys in the D group, we decided, hey, let's just kind of, you know, let's think about this. So, I got to praying, and then I decided, like, let's take a fast from music. So, I cannot pick up an instrument.
Wow.
I cannot sing. And I also can't draw, which isn't music, but it goes with what I do every single day. So taking a break from that, it really opened my eyes to see, like, all the things that were around me, which was great. It was scary, but it was great. And, like, I felt God was saying, you know, this is going to be a long fast because I don't think you're ready yet. It lasted a week. And I was in a Chi Alpha service, and the worship was going, and, like, I wasn't singing. Because, you know, I couldn't, even though it was worship.
I was standing there, but I wasn't enjoying it.
Yeah, well, I was enjoying it, but it's so weird because, like, this has happened a lot in this Chi Alpha group because of how close we are spiritually. But I hear a voice in my head, which is like my voice. And it's like, "Sing, Spencer, sing." And, you know, I immediately thought, you know, this is temptation. I'm not going to sing because I know I'm not supposed to.
You're being tempted to worship God?
Well, it's weird because, like, it's one of those...
Worship God through music.
It's one of those things where, like, you know you're not supposed to be doing something because you feel God's telling you. But if it's another voice that's your own, it's like you're trying to get yourself out of it and not listen to God, what God has to say.
Right.
So then in another, like, voice that I'd never heard before, which is hard to put into words because it just kind of happens.
Yeah, I feel you.
It clearly says... You know what it's like to worship me. Worship me, now sing. And, like, literally just shut down, like, tears and shivers and everything. And it was great. So then I go, after worship, Phillip's one of the worship leaders. So I bring him out into the little area where him and I can just talk. And we just, like, talked about it. And it was just, like, one of the best feelings I've ever had. Like, literally, I could not explain it in words. I still can't. So it's one of those, like, God is moving moments.
Yeah.
And through that, I've been able to connect to my new roommate more closely. And he's been coming to Chi Alpha now, which is great. He, in his own words, he said that he needed it. So I love that. Not going to go into too much detail because it's not my life. But he dropped a fraternity. He was gonna pledge a fraternity, dropped it because the atmosphere wasn't good for him. So he's like, "I need to get closer to God." So I was like, so him and I had a conversation, like, "Come to Chi Alpha with me for 1 week." So he did. And now he's just like, he loves it. And he joined the D group and everything's going great for him. And, I mean, life is good.
Yeah.
God is good.
So what is, like, one thing you've learned since joining Chi Alpha? That's kind of hard to pin down, I guess, but.
The best thing I've learned, because there's a lot.
Okay. The best thing you've learned.
Don't shut yourself off.
Don't shut yourself off. From what?
From anything.
From anything.
From anything. Because if there's a door open, there's a door open everywhere. And sometimes you don't know it's from God because you're too focused on the world. So if you just open yourself up to it, God will show you whether it's his or not. If it's not his way, there'll be... Sometimes it's not so clear. Sometimes you just have to go for it and just put faith in it. But sometimes it's clear, you know, this isn't what God wants. And sometimes it will be like, well, maybe this is. I'm not sure. Let me take a step back and pray about it. Because that's one of the things that you just need to do. You need to open yourself up for prayer. You need to open yourself up for things of the world that will, like, step in your way, which sounds weird because, like, if you're trying to get closer to God, open yourself up to things that will block it. That way you know how to fight it next time.
Hmm.
It's so weird to explain.
It's like paradoxical.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But if you focus on yourself, but to the point where it's a spiritual self, not like focus on your earthly self, then going through the troubles will be so much easier.
Hmm.
So, like, I've come out so much more positively than I have in a while just because I'm not closing myself off. I'm expressing myself more to others of how I'm feeling in the moment and just realizing that what's going on around me isn't my fault. Like, if I was in a confrontation about something, it's not entirely my fault. Like, it could be, but the whole thing is that it can be worked out either way.
It's almost like, for me and for, I guess, a lot of people, I would describe that as like a fear of failure almost. Like, I don't want to do anything that might... I might fail and fall and it might be bad.
Right.
And in some cases, that's a good thing. You want to be afraid of doing dumb things.
Right.
Right. But sometimes you take that to the extreme where you don't end up doing anything, and that's really harmful.
Well, even if you fail and you fall, sometimes the further you fall, the more you grow. Which sounds weird, but, like, usually if people fall too far, they feel, like, so down on themselves and they just want to shut off even more. But that's the time when you need to open up even more. Like, when you're in the lowest of lows, open yourself up and be vulnerable, because great things will happen.
Cool. So now it's time for Sound Advice, the segment of the show where we, the Hardwick Brothers, give you, the listeners, some real-life advice. Spencer, give us some advice for our listeners. I guess you could just be, don't shut yourself off from... things.
open yourselves up.
Open your heart and love will find its way in.
But preferably in the metaphorical sense.
Yes. Don't open your heart literally. That's called, leave that to the professional surgeons.
Even I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Share your emotions and your stories. I'm sure people will love to hear it. And that is the truth. I may sound like not excited about that, but seriously, share your stories.
Awesome. Brothers, y'all have any advice?
Yeah. So my advice is don't run the attic fan with your windows open during pollen week.
Yeah. Yeah, because we brought in a lot of yellow pollen over the last couple
of
days.
Our floors were yellow.
And that was after
two sweepings.
Yeah, we're not the only ones. I'm pretty sure that's a pretty common problem right now.
So,
don't.
That's my advice.
That. Spencer?
Don't read my book.
I won't.
I won't read your diary,
no,
Spencer.
No worries there.
Did you just summarize your book?
That was the blurb, like about the author blurb on the back.
Don't read my book.
It's only the third.
Wait for the next edition, right?
No.
Yeah. Noah, do you have any advice for us?
If you're shopping for stuff, look at refurbished products because a lot of times they're cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
And they come with the exact same factory warranty that new does.
And
probably more than likely they've actually been inspected more than the new product does because it came back to their warehouse and had to be inspected again. So it's been inspected twice.
Is that how you got your Chromebook?
Yes, it is.
Cool. My advice is when you try to play a drinking game without alcohol, be very careful about what words you say because they may make it very hard to play the game.
Okay.
Blue.
Seth, you were last.
Wait, Spencer didn't
say it. I didn't say it.
Okay. Spencer, too bad.
Well, either way, Noah has the most marks.
Either way, 4 is not a color. Hey, so it's time for us to sign off.
I'll miss you.
I'll miss you too, Spencer.
He's not Spencer. He's,
what was his nickname?
Flip
Sidewalk Chalk.
No, Flip Landslide.
That's even better. Sidewalk Landslide.
Landslide of Sidewalk Chalk.
I like that one better. All right, Spencer, it's time to sign off.
Signing off.
Nicely done.
Dean Ford.
That was very touching. Noah.
Oh, bye.
So long, everybody. Have a great week. We'll catch up with you next time. But before you do, remember to
stay safe and don't be stupid.
Like me.
See you later, everybody.
This episode was edited by yours truly, Caleb Hardwick, and featured music by Bobby Prince. Until next time, thank you for listening.
I like hats.